God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. So yesterday I voted in the Rutherford County primaries, and when I got to the little table where you fill out paperwork so you can vote, there were a couple ladies at the table. They were friends. I knew them. One was a pastor's wife of a good man in our area, and the pastor's wife and I had never been in that setting before. Usually when I'd seen her, had been at church or some such function, but now she was a polling official and I was a voter, and she looked up at me and said, well, I have to ask you, are you voting Republican or Democrat? The reason she asked it that way is because she would have known. She would have made assumptions about how I would vote based on what I believe. Now, I also noticed that most of the people running in their primaries in Rutherford County, Tennessee, are church people. One candidate is a deacon at a Church of Christ. So there's a difference between voting as I vote because I'm a believer and being a Baptist in order that I can get votes in Tennessee. I'm not suggesting that that's what this candidate was doing. What I'm simply saying is it's very important, especially today and especially in the form of government that we're blessed to have, that you and I remember our primary citizenship. In Acts 22, Paul is very savvy in understanding different groups and even groups that overlap and politics, and being very clear in his mind about his primary citizenship and then making bridges to people to gain them for Christ. Three groups in particular, Jews, Romans, and then specifically Pharisees. So he appealed to one by language, he appealed to the other by rites of Roman law, and he appealed to the third by a doctrine they held. There was a mob. They were angry at Paul. They were Jewish people that feared he was trying to do away with the law of Moses and so on. And the Bible says that he, on his way to the palace, up the steps, he stopped, turned, and asked for an audience with the people, which the Roman guards allowed him to do. And he basically gets their attention, and he says, let me make a defense. And verse 2 says, and when they heard that he spake in the Hebrew tongue to them, they kept the more silence, and he saith. And then he gives them his testimony, which of course is God's presence in your story. That's your testimony. He talks about how that he was brought up as a Jewish man, that he was taught at the feet of Gamaliel, who was an esteemed teacher, that he was a Jew of the Jews. In fact, the truth is, Paul was more devout than probably most of the people that were accusing him at the moment. But he had an encounter with Jesus of Nazareth, God the Son, who totally changed his life. These people listened in rapt attention until he got to the point where he talked about the fact that he was taking the good news to the Gentiles. At that point, they just erupted in a riot. So he made a connection to these people because, like them, he was a Jewish man, and like them, he spoke the Hebrew tongue. The Bible says in verse 25, and as they bound him with thongs, Paul said unto the centurion that stood by, is it lawful for you to scourge a man that is a Roman and uncondemned? So second of all, he makes a connection to people of Roman citizenship. Now, it's interesting to remember that the Roman guards didn't know a thing Paul had said because they weren't Hebrew. That's something Paul had in common with the mob. But as to the question about, is it lawful for you to scourge a man that's a Roman citizen and uncondemned, that put fear in their hearts. Why? Well, because like them, he had Roman citizenship. He had the rights of a Roman citizen. In Acts 16, when he had done something similarly, both times the ferocious and iron-fisted nature of Roman law put fear in the hearts of people as to the way they treated Paul. It's quite fascinating. Third of all, Paul made a connection even to Pharisees. The Roman authorities brought together the council of chief priests and theirs to confront Paul. And verse 6 says, but when Paul, this is of chapter 23, but when Paul perceived that one part were Sadducees and the other part Pharisees, he cried out in the council, men and brethren, I am a Pharisee, the son of a Pharisee, and of the hope and resurrection of the dead I am called in question. And he caused a dissension between the Pharisees who believed in the resurrection, though applied differently than Paul, and the Sadducees who believed there was no resurrection. So keen was the division that the Pharisees said, we don't find any fault in this guy. If a spirit or an angel's talked to him, we can't fight against God. Well, why did they have this change of heart? Because they perceived him to be, in some sense, at this moment, one of their own. So he made a bridge of sort to the Pharisees. But the entire time he was doing this, he remembered his primary citizenship, which was Jesus Christ, citizenship in heaven. My dad used to tell me whenever we were going somewhere without him, you know, we kids, Will, remember whose boy you are. And God would have you remember whose child you are. Are you a Republican who just happens to be a Christian? Or are you a Christian who votes the way you vote, who speaks the way you speak, who thinks the way you think because you're a believer in the Lord Jesus? You know, I'm Southern, I'm American, I'm a Baptist. All those are important. But all those should be in submission to Jesus Christ. So the question this morning is, who's in the driver's seat in your life? Is your gospel witness being hampered or harmed or blunted because you're too much a citizen of some other group? You know, Paul's believing in the Lord Jesus, Paul's citizenship in heaven didn't deny any of these other citizenships, but it informed all of them. So he made connections to the Jewish men, he made connections to the Roman authorities, and he made a connection even to the council that heard him. But all the while, his main citizenship was in heaven, and that informed the way he lived, the way he acted, and the way he thought. And that citizenship should inform our actions as well.